glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. Today on Moments of Inspiration, we have with us Larry Billingsley to share the message of the day. We invite you to listen to Larry as he presents the Word of God.
Our text today is found in Numbers 14, verse 24. The writer says, "But because my servant Caleb had a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it." We'd like to talk about Caleb and the things that helped him be successful so we can be successful with the Lord as well. He was a winner. He was one of the 12 spies that were sent out to go into the Canaan land. He represented the tribe of Judah. He was one of two that came back with a favorable report. Joshua was the other. Of all who left Egypt, only these two enter Canaan that were of certain age. And this is truly significant. You see, he was a winner in that he received the land of promise that God promised him. In Genesis, it talks about, "I will be with you and will bless you." And there was a particular inheritance in that land that he would gain that others would not. And that was, it would be a hill country. It was one that was infested with giants and a most difficult place to capture. This was the area of his choice. It was a land that many of his companions failed to gain. Even Moses failed to gain to enter the promised land. But having patience and endurance, Caleb received the promise. I was reading an article the other day, and it talked about how to be successful in dieting. First of all, it says if you want to be successful, you need to continue to put one foot in front of the other. Second of all, you should never quit. Well, Caleb knew about this way before this article was written. And when we look back at his name, we see his name was one that was remembered. Who remembers the 10 that come back with pessimistic report? Who wants to remember them might be another question. But you see, Caleb is a household name. We do not live in a world of chance. There's a reason for every failure, every success. Why did Caleb win? One of the reasons was because he had a different spirit. This spirit of Caleb, it was not a spirit of pessimism possessed by the 10. It was not a spirit of distrust and rebellion possessed by the people. But it was a type of spirit that he had he was able to silence the people. That is, he tried to reconcile them to God's plan and to God's purpose and not to man's fear. I like to read in Joshua chapter 14, 7 and following. He says, "I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord, my God, wholeheartedly. So on that day, Moses swore to me, 'The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord, my God, wholeheartedly.' Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day of Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me this day. You yourselves heard then that the Anakites were there, and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out, just as he said. Caleb knew where he was going, but most of all, he knew who he was going with. That gave him energy. That gave him an energetic spirit that we should go up and do God's will just as he has done. If you gain things of value, it'll be because you spent the energy that Caleb had. He had a courageous spirit. He stood almost alone and spoke the truth that was in his heart. Joshua 14 and verse 7. The 10 spies had been with him for 40 days. It took courage for him to contradict their report, and the people were against him. He had a trustful spirit. The Lord is with us, he says. It was this which stood the test and gave him power to win. He follows me wholeheartedly, the scripture says. He did not go before the Lord. He didn't run ahead of the Lord. And he did not divide God's commandments to obey the parts that suited him. He simply believed what God had said, that the Lord deserved to be followed at all cost. He deserved to be followed fully. You see, for the Christian, victory is the watchword. When we follow God wholeheartedly, we can be like Caleb. We can gain that promised land, and the promised land today is heaven. And when we do, follow wholeheartedly, God, trusting in God, we too will receive the promised land like Caleb did, which today is called heaven.
Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake.
Now is at stake. Humbling your hearts to God saves from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians awake.
Jesus is coming,
Jesus is coming soon,
morning or
morning
night,
or night or noon.
Many will
meet their doom.
Trumpets will sound,
will surely sound.
All of the dead
shall rise.
Righteous meet
in the sky.
Going where no one dies.
Heavenward bound.
Troubles will soon be o'er.
Happy forevermore. When we meet
on that shore, free from all care. Rising up
in the sky,
telling this world goodbye. Homeward we then shall fly, glory to share.
Jesus is coming
soon,
morning or night or noon.
Many will meet their doom.
Trumpets will sound,
will surely sound.
All of the dead
shall rise.
Righteous meet in the sky.
Going where no one dies, heavenward bound.
Jesus is coming soon,
morning or night or noon.
Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will surely sound.
All of the dead shall rise.
Righteous meet in the sky.
Going where no one dies, heavenward bound. I'm heavenward bound.
seem great are you, Lord, worthy of praise and so holy and true. Great are you, holy Lord.
Holy Lord, most holy Lord, you alone are worthy of my praise, O holy Lord, most holy Lord, with all of my heart I sing.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.